السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also sisters listening at the madrasa and over receivers, once again it is a time for people to proceed for Hajj. Many will be going within the next few days or few weeks. And whenever this time and this season comes, then the heart of a person is attracted towards Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Tayyibah. So tonight we are not going to have any Hajj bayan. There is a bayan on Hajj taking place. But I will read one Naat Sharif. Alhamdulillah, many people who are going, they have gone for the bayan that's taking place tonight at Masjid-e-Hilal. So it is necessary that we should learn about Hajj, what the masaila, what the fazaila, before proceeding. We should not just go there as tourists and come back. So to light up the hearts with the ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have had Naat Sharifs. Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala and others used to read Naat Sharif in praise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And practically all of our Kabir Mashayikh, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed them with this ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so they have composed Naat Sharifs. My Shaykh and Murshid Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum's Naat Sharifs have become internationally renowned. Because it is Dard-e-Dil, the heart is in that Naat Sharif. It is not just words, it's not just composition of some poet. Therefore it affects the heart. It's not how the person sings it. It is what has been said and by whom it has been said. So these Naat Sharifs are not by those people who just sing in the praise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but after that they are in clubhouses, in cinemas, in adultery and fornication and some on drugs, but they sing beautifully Naat Sharifs in praise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So people go by the voices and they make wah wah and that's about all. But there is no change in the life of the person himself or those people who are listening to that Naat Sharif. We get regularly such kind of cases. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them hidayat. Just as they sing beautifully the Naat Sharif, Allah ta'ala make their a'mal and actions also beautiful. We must make dua for everyone. However, the lesson we must take is that it is not sufficient just to be able to reach. So this composition is not by people like us, who do not have that kind of ishq and muhabbat. It is by an arif billah, with great love for Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is manifest, it is clear, we can see the effects of that practically in every country of the world, and recently even all the Arab countries now. His works are now being translated in Arabic, and even in Madinah Sharif, Makkah Sharif, you will find that it is being distributed widely there. And even the Imams of the Haram Sharif and others have been given copies of Hazrat's works. special permission has also already been received from Saudi Arabia, from Kuwait, and from other places, from the Awqaf department, that in Hazrat's Kitabs, everything is according to Quran and Sunnah. There is no deviation of any kind. So there is green light that is being given, or consent is being given for its publication and distribution. And this is in answer to all his duas and which he has been making. And Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan. So this is one Naat Sharif which you have heard so many times. Probably many of you have even memorized it and by-hearted it. Hazrat Mawlana Ashiq Ilahi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a resident of Medina Sharif. And he asked Hazrat to compose one Naat Sharif. He stated, Jawar-e Muhammad mein rehte hai hum. He just said that much. And he said, now must compose some Naat Sharif. That we are the neighbors of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When we go to Medina Sharif, we are also neighbors of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Those people who are residents, they are neighbors of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, I always say that we must not look down upon any resident of Medina Sharif or Makkah Sharif. Medina Sharif, look at the opportunities that they have. We have to plan from here, get our visas and get our passports and take our currency and make so much of preparation before we are able to go to Medina Sharif. And that too, when we are in Medina Sharif, we have a limited amount of stay and we come back. And these people, five namazes of the day, they are there in the Haram Sharif. Whenever the heart desires to go and stand before the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and directly present As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya khatman nabiyyin, ya rahmatan lil alamin, whatever they want to present. There is no restriction. They do not have to make any lengthy preparation. Accidental mistakes or even deliberate errors if they made, how long does it take for them to go into the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and make sincere tawbah from it? Or in Medina Sharif itself, wherever they are. So we don't know what their condition is in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the greatest advantage that they have, that being residents there in Medina Sharif, it is hoped that inshallah their death will also come in Medina Sharif. So they will get burial in Baqi, in the Qabristan of Medina Sharif, where more than 10,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in's graves are. And look at the number of people, hundreds of thousands, we don't know how many have been buried there already. It is our yaqeen, inshallah, each and every one of them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed them with gardens of Jannat. Imagine if your grave is next to or just around where Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu's grave is. Or the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the children of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then what an advantage. The breeze of rahmat, the breeze of maghfirat, the breeze of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy, when it blows, you think, can anybody be deprived?
Zami par madine ki rehte hai hum, zami par madine ki rehte hai hum, falak par magar naaz karte hai hum, zami par madine ki rehte hai hum, falak par magar naaz karte hai hum. Na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, jawar-e muhammad mein rehte hai hum. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zameen par madine ki rehte hai hum,
फलक पर मगर नाज करते हैं हम, न पूछो कि क्या है हमारा शरफ, जवारे मुहम्मद में रहते हैं हम। जमीन पर मदीने के रहते हैं हम, फलक पर मगर नाज करते हैं हम। Although we are on the ground, but we are on the land of Madina Tayyiba, that Mubarak land on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Mubarak feet walked, the feet of the Khulafa'i Rashideen walked, thousands of Sahaba radiyallahu anhu ajma'een walked. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Mubarak resting place, Madina Tayyiba. So if we are residents of Madina Tayyiba, whatever period of time the person is a resident. So say, falak par magar naz karte hain hum. Although we are on the ground, but we boast over the skies and the heavens. Of course it is poetic language. What that boasting doesn't mean that of course we are very proud and arrogant or anything like that. But that we are extremely happy and proud about the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us residency of the land of Madina Sharif. फलक पर मगर नाज करते हैं हम, न पूछो कि क्या है हमारा शरफ। डोंट आस्क व्हाट इज अवर रैंक एंड व्हाट इज अवर स्टेटस एंड व्हाट इज अवर पोजीशन। जवारे मोहम्मद में रहते हैं हम, वी आर द नेबर्स ऑफ नबी अलैहिस्सलातु वस्सलाम। इन दिस वर्ल्ड वी सर्च फॉर गुड नेबर्स। इफ अ पर्सन हैज गॉट अ गुड नेबर, ही विल से व्हाटएवर इट इज, वी गॉट अ वेरी गुड नेबर। And if a person, the neighbor is Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the person is the neighbor of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adab demands that we say that the person is the neighbor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asal and original, asal is Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So, jawar-e Muhammad mein rehte hain hum. Now we can go on talking on this, but I want to get on to Zikrullah and have a shorter program tonight. Zameen par madine ki rehte hain hum, falak par magar naaz karte hain hum, na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, जवारे मुहम्मद में रहते हैं हम। करम है ये मालिक का ऐ दोस्तों, करम है ये मालिक का ऐ दोस्तों, मदीने की बस्ती में बसते हैं हम। करम है ये मालिक का ऐ दोस्तों, मदीने की बस्ती में बसते हैं हम। जमीन पर मदीने की रहते हैं हम, फलक पर मगर नाज करते हैं हम। करम है ये मालिक का ए दोस्तों, मदीने की बस्ती में बसते हैं हम। इट इज ओनली द फजल ऑफ अल्लाह तबारक व तआला, ओ फ्रेंड्स, दैट वी आर रेजिडेंट्स ऑफ मदीना शरीफ। एज आई सेड, व्हेदर इट इज 2 weeks, 1 week, 1 month, 6 months, 2 years, 10 years, अल्लाह ताला नोज हाउ लॉन्ग, बट इफ द पर्सन इज ब्लेस्ड विद रेजिडेंसी, विद अ टेम्पररी और परमानेंट, व्हाटएवर इट इज, देन it is the karam and the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our feet, we know where they have walked. Our eyes, we know what they have seen. Our hands, we know what they have touched. We know what our dealings have been. We know what our minds have thought. We know how much of filth we have spoken with our tongues. And how much of haram we have engaged in our lives. Do you think we were deserving of being in Madina Sharif? It has now become a big joke, going Madina Sharif, going Madina Sharif. Alhamdulillah, the very good But we should think that, are my feet deserving of walking there in Madina Sharif? And even if I was blessed with going to Madina Sharif 1,000 times or a plenty of times, what change did it bring in my life? Do I now have that ishq of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam burning in my heart? Is the flame of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam love now high in my heart? Or is it that I came back and my lifestyle hasn't changed one bit? I always say that many people, when they return from Madina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, then those serials which they were watching, S-E-R-I-A-L, the soaps and the serials, so many of them even leave instructions behind to have it recorded, so that when they come back, they don't miss out what happened in between, during their absence. So instead of having cereal for breakfast, C-E-R-E-A-L, they have those cereals. That's what happens. Who are we fooling? You think Allah Ta'ala is not watching? What are we bragging? We went so many times, Madina Sharif, so many times, Madina Sharif. We should look into our hearts and look into our actions. So what changes came? How much of love came? How much of ita'at came? How much of obedience came? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Mubarak city, to get an opportunity to be there even for a few seconds or a few minutes or hours. It is karam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore he says, karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto. Karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto. Karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto. Madine ki basti mein baste hai hum. Karam of Allah Ta'ala, that means kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's generosity, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy, His rahmat. That ganda bandas like us, Allah Ta'ala gives an opportunity to go to Madina Sharif. What amount of gandagi we have, we all know. That means what amount of filth we have in our hearts and in our actions. How much of bandagi is there? We must check. That is there bandagi in our lives or there's nothing but gandagi. And if you're not going to remove that gandagi, then there will be nothing but sharmindagi. Karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto. Karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto. Madine ki basti mein baste hain hum. Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. Wagar na haqeeqat mein saste hain hum. Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. Wagar na haqeeqat mein saste hain hum. I've explained this before, so when I repeat, that there are many explanations we can give of this. But I'm giving something that is relevant to all of us. Something that is more broad. That if you have to take the dates of Madina Sharif, it can be a dry date, but if it's coming from Madina Sharif, so then it has got value. It can be the best date from California or West Africa or Iraq or Tunisia or anywhere else. But if somebody says that this is the date of Madina Sharif, so the qeemat becomes of the date. Because it got the nisbat with Madina Sharif. Nisbat is a very important thing. That connection with Madina Sharif. That it is from Madina Sharif. Anything that comes from Madina Sharif has got value. It's just that now because we get so many things coming from there, Therefore, we have lost that value in our hearts. We don't value it as much as we used to value it before, because we think that now it's plentiful, abundant. But in reality, because of that nisbat with Madina Sharif, this qeemat and this value. Like that, our value as Muslims is in accordance with the type of connection that we have with Madina Sharif. Translating it to mean that our connection with Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how much of bond we have with him, how much of ta'alluq and nizbat we have with him, how much of his ita'at and muhabbat we have in our hearts, how much of his azmat is in our hearts, his respect, his honor. In accordance with that will be our value. The world is not going to value us in any way. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put awe into their hearts if we are going to have Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's muhabbat, azmat, ita'at in our lives. Because of that connection, Allah ta'ala will put awe into the hearts. As he put in the time of the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in into the hearts of the emperors of Rome and Persia. But it depends how much of nisbat we have. For even in this world, together with muhabbat, Allah ta'ala will put awe of those people who have got taluk, nisbat, ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the gauge. Hey, Madinah ki nisbat qeemat mehi, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai, otherwise you will be valueless. No value at all. Everybody will crush us. Hey, Madinah ki nisbat qeemat mehi, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai.
Zameen par Madinah ki rehte hai hum, फलक पर मगर नाज करते हैं हम मदीने में मरना मुकद्दर में हो मदीने में मरना मुकद्दर में हो खुदा से दुआए भी करते हैं हम مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو سیٹ مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم
مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو اللہ تعالیٰ must destine our deaths in مدینہ شریف. Of course, whether we get it or not, only Allah Ta'ala knows. But if we have that desire at heart, who knows on the intention and desire, Allah Ta'ala gives those rewards. So we must ask, go on asking. Allah Ta'ala is powerful, is almighty, is all hearing, all seeing, all knowing. If there is a sincere desire in the heart, then Allah Ta'ala will reward accordingly. Wherever the death comes. Inshallah.
Shafa'at Muhammad ki bhi ho nasib. Shafa'at Muhammad ki bhi ho nasib. Dua raat din ye bhi karte hain hum. شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم.
We seek the shafaat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We keep on making dua to Allah ta'ala for shafaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And Madinah mein har saal ho haziri. And Allah ta'ala was blessed with presence in Madinah Sharif. Every year, khuda se ye faryad karte hai hum. We keep on asking Allah ta'ala.
Bas aisa kinane مدینہ مجھے پس ایسا کنانے مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم پس ایسا کنانے مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم.
All those who are going to Madinah Sharif, or those who are resident there in Madinah Sharif, that is what we seek from them. We say, don't forget us. When you're conveying salat and salam, convey our salat and salam. When you're making dua, make dua for us. Na bhoolo hame.
Ay akhtar mere qalb wo jaan hai wahan. Ay akhtar mere qalb wo jaan hai wahan. مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم.
دو اختر. Heart and soul is in Madinah Sharif. Though far away from there we are living. But our heart and soul is there.
اے یونس میرے قلب و جاں ہے وہاں. اے یونس میرے قلب و جاں ہے وہاں مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم. اے اختر میرے قلب و جاں ہے وہاں. اے اختر میرے قلب و جاں ہے وہاں مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم.
اللہ تعالیٰ ٹھیک ہے زور. اللہ تعالیٰ who are going for Hajj, make their Hajj maqbool, mabroor. And Allah Ta'ala was making it easy for each and every one of us to also settle there in Madinah Sharif and pass away there. But sometimes our Baqawir and Mashayikh say that it is better that you in your country and your heart is there than that you are there and your heart is here. And generally that's our condition, that we can't seem to settle there. If just for a month or two also our heart is here, all the very marriages and weddings and business and everything that's happening here. So the person must first free himself from all that if he wants to settle there. Mustn't be the other way around. Then it's better that we stay here, go there for a little while, have the adab, ihtiram and izzat of that mubarak place, spend the time correctly and come back and desire to go back.
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahim. Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Zulamna Anfusana, Wa Illam Taghfir Lana, Tarhamna, Lanakunanna Minal Khasirin. Rabbi Ighfir Warham, Wa Tajawaz Amma Ta'lam, Innaka Antal A'azzul Akram. My beloved Allah, My Rahim Allah, Kareem. Most forgiving Allah, most forgiving Allah, most forgiving Allah, most merciful, most merciful Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. We are not deserving of any of your ni'mats and bounties, for we have shown no appreciation. We have used your bounties, your gifts, the great ni'mats of sight, of hearing, of speech, of hands, of feet, of tongue, for your disobedience, my beloved Allah. Any other Allah would have snatched away every ni'mat and bounty. He would have destroyed us by now. He would have caused the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us. How loving you are. How forgiving you are. How merciful you are. How compassionate and kind you are. My beloved Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel. How tolerant you are, my beloved Allah. Ey vere Rahim Kareem Aqa. Ey vere Rabbe Kareem. Ey vere Rabbe Kareem. You are Kareem. Kareem gives to even those who are not deserving. My beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. We have gained nothing through sins except restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Change the condition of our lives. Bless us with sukoon in our life. Bless us with your ma'rifat, with yaqeen in you, with trust in you, with faith in you, with iman in you. Bless us with the sweetness of iman, my beloved Allah. How long are we going to remain under the dominance of nafs and shaitan? Nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. We seek your protection from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us, wherever they may be, bless them with complete shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Cures of all our diseases and sicknesses, spiritual and physical. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, give them halal wealth in abundance. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make their children pious and righteous. Coolness of the eyes of the parents. My beloved Allah, those who are going for Hajj, make their Hajj easy, maqbool and asan. Remove any kind of obstacles from their path. My beloved Allah, accept their tawaf, ziyarat, ibadat, duas. Those who have passed away, fill their graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My beloved Allah, unite the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of the ummat around the globe, especially in Palestine, my beloved Allah. Oh, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah. Liberate Masjid Aqsa from the hands of the Zalim Yahudis. My beloved Allah, assist them and help them to gain liberation of Masjid Aqsa, to gain liberation of Palestine. My beloved Allah, bless entire mankind with hidayat. But those who have made up their minds, they will not accept Islam and they will continue with the suppression and oppression and tyranny. Then, my beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth as you remove the Aad and the Thamud. My beloved Allah, cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink, create division amongst their ranks. Give dominance to the Mujahideen of Islam, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, my beloved Allah, sare alam ke andar musalman pareshan hai. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat, remove the difficulties and problems of mankind around the globe. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the taat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with all those good things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasul-e-Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, ikdin marna hai akhir maut. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theatre, porn site on the internet, popping drugs in our mouth or bottle of wine in our hands, or adultery or fornication or any kind of haram action. Oh, my beloved Allah, none of us would like that the last action of our life be a haram. What kind of death that would be, my beloved Allah. Hamari hifazat farma, hifazat farma, hifazat farma. Hum kamzor hai, zaif hai, na tawa hai, kunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Bande magar tere hai. Oh, my beloved Allah, whatever we may be, we are your bandas. My beloved Allah, we are your baddas, we are your slaves. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. We know we are deserving of the worst of all punishments, but we ask, my beloved Allah, for amnesty, for security, for najat and salvation. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا
در تمہارا چاہیے.
حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, قبول فرما, قبول. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرا بندہ بامید تیرے در پر, تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد لله.